Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What are highway conditions this morning? Are there any trouble spots in eastern or central Mass?
Highway conditions are significantly better than yesterday. We had crews working all night to prepare for this morning's commute. Mostly they were spreading materials, and in central Massachusetts they were pushing some lingering slush off the roads.
Any spot worse than any other?
I think that in central Massachusetts we're going to keep a close eye on conditions, given that it was so bad there yesterday and that we were dealing with slush overnight.
Was it hard to keep up with yesterday's storm?
I think the biggest challenge with yesterday's storm is that we began spreading materials on the road at 1 in the morning based on a forecast of 1 to 2 inches in the Boston area, and having it turn over to rain and mix by midday. That obviously was not the case, and we had to scramble to deploy a lot more equipment in a hurry. And I think a lot of people made the very reasonable decision based on the forecast to travel during the morning peak period. We normally don't plow until 3 inches or so are on the ground. Otherwise, we'd gouge the pavement. And I think just as we were hitting the 3-inch mark, that was at the peak of the travel for most people. So our plows got caught up in the same traffic everybody else was in, and it created a very difficult situation all around.
And all that traffic just compresses the snow and helps turn it into ice.
That's right. It makes it a lot more difficult to deal with. It was a very different storm from the ones we recently faced over the Christmas holidays.
I imagine that some of the secondary roads, this certainly was my experience this morning, that some of the secondary roads are tough going because they are still snow and ice covered, maybe melting a little bit, but snow and ice covered.
That was one of the problems yesterday as well. Some of the secondary roads off of the major highways that we were treating still had not been plowed, so people were trying to get off the highway, encountering snow and causing a backup on the main line. So that, in addition to some jackknife trucks, really kind of cascaded the bad conditions all over the system, and it took a long time to recover, unfortunately.
So should some of the secondary roads be a little better this morning?
They'd be significantly better this morning. They have been treated. We've been working very closely with the state police and MEMA and local communities along the major highways to coordinate our efforts, and I would expect much better travel this morning.
Just the same, I would assume that the advice for drivers throughout the region is give yourself extra time this morning. You will undoubtedly need it.
When we're doing post-storm cleanup and after a major storm, we always advise people to build in a little bit of extra time. We may have maintenance crews out on the road pushing back snow from the shoulders, and there will be crews, both local communities and state crews, dealing with the secondary roads. The main lines, the major highways, will be fine this morning, but we always advise people traveling on secondary routes to get to the highways to build in extra time.
Louisa Pywonski, can I ask the money question? We've had a bunch of major storms already this winter, and we're only just about halfway through January. Is the highway department facing a money crunch when it comes to available dollars to treat roads and clear roads during winter storms?
No, we have certainly spent many millions and taken a significant bite out of our budget, but we always make sure that we spend enough to keep the roads safe. This is not something that we take shortcuts on. It's one of our primary safety responsibilities, so we make the money available to clear the roads all winter.
Administrator of the MassDOT Highway Division, Louisa Pywonski, thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition.
It was my pleasure.